praise him today. We are going to worship him and lift up the name of Jesus, because this is what we call to do. Worship and praise God. We're going to have a blessed time today. First, let us pray before I get started. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, here I am, Father. Lord, use me to bring glory and honor to you, Father God. Lord, whatever you want me to speak, Father, I speak it, Father. Use me to bring glory and honor to you, Father God. Holy Spirit, have your way, Father. And Lord, I praise you, Father. And Lord, we thank you what you are going to do here today, Father God. Lord, we praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, a lot of times that we lose focus. I was seeking God this week about what to minister on. You know, a lot of times we want to take off and do things on our own. Just, well, you know, I'm on the Bible. I'm going to preach on this. But sometimes it's not what God wants you to do. Being a minister of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to get before the Lord. In everything we do, that's what we need to do. Get before God. Seek the face of the Lord to find out what he has us to do. Not what we want to do. Stick to the calling. God had to take me back and show me the prophecy that I got years ago. A pastor came when I was in Rockingham, North Carolina. And we was having service that night. But before I left home that night, I heard the voice of God. Once you hear the voice of God, brother and sister, you'll never be the same. The Lord spoke to me and said, you will be prophesied to tonight. Still small voice, no wind blowing, no lightning and thunder. I went on service. A pastor came from North Carolina. I never seen, don't even know the man. And he was praying for people and calling out condition. And I was standing back to the back because the church was crowded, so I gave up my seat. So I was just standing back there. Forgot about what God told me before I left home. He called me. He said, the young man with the brown suit, will you come up, please? Still forgot about what God told me. Got up there. I was young in the Lord. He said, God gave me a message to give to you. He said, in days to come, you're going to lay hands on people and they're going to receive great healings. It was years ago when I got that prophecy, but it's just like I heard it yesterday. But you know what? I ran. I left the church. I ran. I was miserable. I had to go back. I say, Lord, here I am. I'm tired of running. And when I surrender myself to God, things begin to change. And I'm telling you the same thing today. This is not my message. But I'm telling you the same thing today. Surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. Stop running. The people of God should live like the people of God and not like the world. It is too much of that going on. God laid this on my heart. When I was seeking the Lord, I was out yesterday. I was out there deer hunting, up in the trees, out in the woods. Everything was quiet. You could hear the crickets. Nobody out there but me and animals and God. And the Lord began to talk to me. All the week, I didn't hear nothing. But when I got away and separated myself, I heard the voice of God. He said, it's time for my people to live like people of God. And stop living like the world, because too much of that is going on. The church today, you can't tell the Christian from the world. I'm not saying all of them, but you can't tell the Christian from the world. They don't want to change. The Bible says when you become saved and born again, you are a new creature. old things passed away. Behold, all things are new. Why are you acting the same way? Why are you being mean to one another, snobby? Don't want to obey. It's time to change. Because we are church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the answer. And the answer is Jesus. And we need to take that out there, because there's a lot of hurting people out there that need Jesus. You don't want to see people go to hell. People don't know what hell like. Some people think you'll be laying up on a palm tree with somebody fanning you or giving you a cool drink, being deceived by pictures on the television. That's not true. The Bible speaks of unquenchable fires, tormented, worms, maggots. You never die. Always tormented. You never burn up. Separated from God, that's enough right there. To be separated from God. But God loves you. When Jesus went to the cross, he was thinking of you. What was he thinking when he was dragging that cross and they were beating him? Do you think he did that just to be doing it? No, because he loves you. He loves you. That's why he did it. When he was praying and sweating big drops of blood, he could have backed out, but he said, no, not my will, but your will, Father. Give me a body and I go and redeem mankind. And that's why he went through all that. And I begin to think about that. When Jesus was toting that cross, what was he thinking? He was thinking about everyone in here. The Bible said that Jesus knew you, your name, before the foundation of the world. So what did I tell you? That tell you that God loved you so much. So much. Brothers and sisters, it's time for a change. It's time for us. We are a family. We are the family of God, not strangers. So we need to act like family, the family of God. We need to act like born-again people. We need to stop being snobby. We need to stop back-talking. When pastor tells us to do something, that's what he means for us to do. Be obedient. We in this together, okay? So that's what we got to do. We got to walk like people of God. Don't just come to church and sit here, hallelujah, praise you, Lord, thank you, Jesus, and go out there, get home and talk about your brothers and sisters. When y'all hurt, I hurts. And that's what we got to do. God been laying this on my heart, because I see a lot of people. I travel a lot, and I see a lot of people out there. It's a lot of hurting people out there. I talk to a lot of people. I minister to a lot of people. I have ministered to people that want to commit suicide that I didn't know anything about. But God told me, say, you tell that person suicide is not the answer. And I walked up to that, and I was talking to him. Me and him was talking. I said, sir. And he was telling me about all his problems. And I'm going to do this, and oh, I'm losing this and losing that. I don't know what I'm going to do. God said, tell him. I said, sir, I said, it shouldn't be. It should never get where a person will want to commit suicide to take their life because they don't have things and stuff. Oh, how do you know that? I didn't tell nobody. I said, God know it. God knows everything. I said, God loves you. God loves you. You don't have to do that. Only thing you need to do is turn to Jesus. Brothers and sisters, you'll be surprised at what goes on in the church when church people leave and go home. I'm not saying everybody. God knows I'm not saying everybody. But it's a lot of sin going on. And they need to get away from that because that is dangerous. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. If God said it, you could take it to the bank. Because he said that my word shall not return to me void, but he shall accomplish as I please. And we got to keep that in mind. And we got to treat one another like brothers and sisters. We got to walk in love regardless of what. A saved person God-fearing person will ask for forgiveness even though they are not wrong, because they want to keep things right and in order with God. Why? Because that's what God called us to do. So if we're in the family of God, we got to walk like we're in the family of God. Like I said before, this is not my message, but God laid this on my heart, and so we need to take heed to what the Lord is saying. Don't just let this be a one-time thing. Listen to the voice of God. Seek God in everything you do. Don't go out on your way and try to do things. Always remember, God sees and God hears everything. You can't keep nothing away from him. Before you even think anything, God know your thoughts. So how can you hide? Because you don't want nothing in hell. Hell is a place where you don't want to go. A lot of people that don't preach hell. But I'm here to tell you, God showed me a vision of hell and I seen it. You do not want to go to that place. Because once you get there, there's no return. No return. Right now, you got a choice. Long as you're breathing, we got a choice. A person that ain't saved, the prostitute, the drunkard, the drug addict, they have a choice. But it left up to us to get the word to them, to let them know that Jesus loved them, that they don't have to stay the same. Look at all of us. We was in a mess. We was in a hot mess. All of us. We was in a mess. But Jesus said, I do it. He said, I go get my people. I will lay down my life for my people. And that's what he did. That's what he did. And now we're going to get to the message. Praise God. The type message that God called me to a healing ministry. That's why I try to go, when I be studying, seem like I just can't get away from healing. I went to the hospital the other day to see my mom. My mom was having issues. A touch of old timers, or dementia, whatever you call it. She was doing good, and I was telling people about her. I was praying about my mom and telling her how God is raising her up. And now she's doing good. She's going home the next day. She got home. What happened? She collapsed. She had a heart attack. I stopped. My sister and brother called me and said, Mom, we got to take Mom back in the hospital. She had just left. What happened? I don't know. She got home. She collapsed. Called the rescue squad. They had a revival. I stopped. I mean, it caught me off guard. Because, see, we are people that we believe the word of God. If God said it, we believe it. And I was believing. But see, me, when I pray for a person, I look for something to happen just like that. I do. Because, see, that's the attitude that we got to take. We got to have that attitude. When we pray for a person, we look for something to happen. Not tomorrow, but right then. But see, I know I don't do the healing. But see, that's the attitude I take. And I knew that my mom going to be fine and all that. And when they told me that, they kind of like, I stopped. And I began to think about that thing. And I said, Lord, I said, you are God Almighty. You know everything. I say, if she go home to be with you, bless you. Bless your name, Father. You know what's best. I say, if she go home to be with you, we win. If she stayed with us a little longer, we still win. It's a win-win situation. So nevertheless, we win. Ain't no doubt about it. The thing that bothers me most is when a person, if I don't know that person was saved and that person died, and that person ain't got Jesus, it bothered me. And the reason why it bothered me, because I seen hell. I know what's in hell. God showed me a vision of hell. And when you think about a person in hell forever and ever, I heard one pastor say, define the definition of hell. And he said, it's just like a seagull on the beachfront. He got to move all the sand on the beach, but he got to do it one grain at a time. Put it in his beak, fly all the way across, put it down, come all the way back, pick up another grain. That's the definition of hell, eternity. Because you think about all the sand on the beachfront. But brothers and sisters, now is the time to stand bold for the Lord Jesus Christ, to lift up his name. And that's why we're here today, to worship and lift up the name of God and let God know that we love him. And when we walk out this building, we represent the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to tell people about Jesus. Lord, I got to get to my message. Lord, thank you, Jesus. But like I was saying, God called me to a healing ministry. And we're going to look at some people in here that had some issues. And the one that we're going to look at first is Mark, the 5th chapter, the 25th verse. And it's a familiar scripture and story. And everybody knows the story. And now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather getting, she grew worse. Now, she spent all she had, and she got worse. She had that issue for 12 years. How many people that would have an issue for 12 years and give up? And say, I'm just going to lay down and die. That's it. I don't care anymore. But no, she heard about Jesus. And the title of my message, anyway, Getting My Healing. But when she began to press through the crowd after she heard about Jesus, and you can imagine the people, the crowd that Jesus would draw. It'd be so many people that they'd be shoulder to shoulder, everybody rushing in, trying to touch him. But she knew. She said, if I can only touch him, if I can only touch him, I'll be healed. The Bible said that the minute as she touched Jesus, said, Jesus, stop. They say, who touched me? Now you can imagine, people all around you, shoulder to shoulder, everybody rushing in, trying to touch him. And he said, who touched me? His disciples said, Master, people all around you. But see, they didn't understand the kind of touch that Jesus was talking about. It wasn't a physical touch, but it was a spiritual touch. And that's what we got to do, brothers and sisters. When you want a healing, you got to get your healing. You got to go at it. You got to stand fast on the word of God, and you got to touch Jesus. How do I touch Jesus? By faith. You got to step out on faith. It is so much sickness in the church all around. I went through the hospital the other day, and I walked through the hospital, and my heart went out. I just wanted to lay hands on them people and pray for them people in there. When I seen all them people in there, I mean, my eyes got full of water. I wanted to cry because I seen the people. I mean, when I see people that need healing, I mean, it just bothered me. But we got to remember that Jesus paid it all. Only thing you got to do is grab it. Reach out and get it. When he was hanging on that cross and he said, "It is finished," that's what he meant. It is finished. He ain't going to do no more. Because he have give us authority to do things. And you just got to reach out and get your healing. Because I have seen the hand of God move. Many times we have seen miracles take place. In this church right here, we have seen legs grew out. I was standing up there looking at it. When Pastor prayed for my wife. She had a short leg and a long leg. When you read stories in the Bible, it's good. But when you were standing there and you looking at it, Pastor said, "Maybe, brother, maybe you see it." Only thing I could say, golly, that's all I could say. I mean, I'm serious. That's all I could say. It ain't what nobody told me. It's what I seen. God is a God that God is still healing. I don't care what nobody say. He said, "I'm God and I change not. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever." See, and we need to keep that. Sometimes we lose sight of it, of the word of God or what God say. We lose sight of the word of God. But we need to hold fast to that. We need to spend time with God every day. Have that prayer life. When you walk and are clean and you praising God, "Lord, I thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day, Father God. Lord, thank you, Father, for healing my body." That's what you got to do. You got to keep going at it. Keep going at it. Keep pounding. Keep pounding. Pray for people that you don't know. When you see somebody got having an issue or need a healing, just say, "Lord, touch that body. Lord, heal that body in the name of Jesus." Speak the word. Speak the word over that person. You don't have to know that person. When I intercede for people, I don't know who I'm praying for, but I just pray and believe God that God going to touch that body, that God going to raise them up. And God going to do it. And I told my mom the same thing. I said, "God going to raise you up, Mom." I said, "God going to raise you up." And I went back, and the other day, my sister told me that she said, "Mom doing good? Mom eating? They giving her therapy? Was she walking?" I said, "She is." She said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, bless God. That's what God will do." But see, I could have quit it. I could have said, well, you know what? I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to pray. I'm done. But no. No. Double no. I know what the words say. And God said it, that's it. It's a done deal. And we got to keep that in mind. But this lady right here, the people, the Bible is full of stories. Stories about healing. All through the Bible, you can look. In the book of Mark. And you can see the healing and the miracles that Jesus did. But we got to remember that we have that same authority. We have the same Holy Spirit on the inside of us. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. If you're born again, that Spirit is in you. So don't give room to the devil. When he stick his head up, cut it off. Don't let him run around in your house and take your household over. The Word of God says, we walk by faith and not by sight. And that's what we need to do. We don't look at the circumstances. When I was sick back here with COBA, I thought I wasn't gonna. My wife come in there. My wife told me she come in there. She was scared for my fever went up 105. She come back in there. She looked at me. She said, don't you die on me. That's just what she told me. She said, don't you die on me. And the only thing I can say, I ain't gonna die. I ain't gonna die. That's all I can say. I couldn't speak no louder. It was 13 or 14 days. I didn't eat anything. I was so weak. I laid back there. I cried. I prayed. I talked to the Lord. I said, Lord, I said, your word said, I shall live and not die to proclaim the salvation of the Lord. And I stood on that back there. But I'll never forget when I was back there. And I was laying up there. And I seen a man dressed in white. And he was walking towards me. Looked like he was a mile away. And I was laying up there and I was just looking. I could see him. I wasn't scared. It was just peace. And I was looking and he was walking towards me. But he never got to me. The next day, I began to recover. That was my healing right there. That was my healing right there. You can't tell me no different. That was my healing right there. And my wife come in there and she said, hey, I got you some soup. I said, I don't want no soup. I said, you know what I want? She said, what you want? I said, I want you to go to the Tuck Fried Chicken and get me 2 pieces of chicken and get me some slaw. That's what I want. And she went and got that. She said, when I said that, she said, Lord, I know my husband is here. So she bought that and ate it. And I think she come back with a bucket of chicken. I believe she did. But anyway, God is a healer. I mean, if you stand on the word of God, you can't go wrong. Don't listen to the devil. Don't let the devil fool you that God don't heal no more. God heal. Because he said, I'm the same today, yesterday, until forever. I changed not. But this lady right here, she could have quit. She could have quit, but she didn't. She pressed in. She pressed in. She kept on. She kept on. She didn't give up. Out of all them years and spent all the money, she said, if I can only touch Jesus. And she did. But she touched him with a spiritual touch. And when that happened, Jesus stopped. And he said, who touched me? It wasn't a physical touch like the disciples was looking at. Well, Lord, all these people around you, who can you say who touched you? But Jesus knew. And then she came forth. She came forth. It is so many people in the Bible that pressed through. And brothers and sisters, we can't quit. We cannot give up. We got to continue to fight. We got to fight the good fight of faith. We got to stay in the Word every day. Not just once a week. When you leave out these doors to go home, just think about the goodness of God. Think about what Jesus did for you. Think about the price that he paid. See, a lot of people think that I can go out and do anything, have my fun, do what I want to do, and before I die, I ask for forgiveness. It don't work like that. That's a lie from the devil. Don't fall for that. Because anything could happen in a second. One man dead and gone right now when I was working in textile, and I talked to him about Jesus. First thing he told me, don't talk to me about it. I don't want to hear that mess. I said, okay. I still tried to talk to him, and he wouldn't listen. So, I knocked the dust off my feet, and I went head on. One day, he was walking the street, walking uptown, had his shirt off, walking the street. The man fell dead. See, you are not going to leave this earth without the opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. See, because when you stand before God, it ain't going to be, well, I didn't know. I didn't hear about it. Everybody go to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ before you leave this earth. Now is the time to accept Jesus and live for the Lord. Because if Jesus said the wages of sin is death, it's death. That's right. That's right. So you don't want to get caught. Now is the time while you're walking and breathing. But like I say, this lady with the issue of blood, she could have quit. But no, she pressed on. She pressed on. And she got her healing. Today is your day. If you're looking for healing from God, today is your day. Wherever you are, God knows your heart. God knows what you need. Today is your day. Just reach out and grab it. That's all you got to do. Reach out, because all the hard work has been done. Jesus paid it all. Then people think that they're going to live any kind of way and walk into the kingdom of God. After all what Jesus went through, it'll never happen. Jesus went through a lot. But we just got to hold fast to the word of God and just do what the word says. Because if you live in any kind of way and think you're going to reach somebody and people see you, they ain't going to listen to you. That's one thing Pastor always told me. He said, Brother Melvin, he said, whatever you do, don't tarnish your name. He said, if you ever tarnish your name, people ain't going to listen to you. And I refuse to tarnish my name, not bragging. If I brag, I brag on the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the only one that keeping me. God keep me, and he keep me because I want to be kept. And that's what we got to do. That's the attitude that you got to take. Don't go out and think you're hiding. You might hide from pastor, from the other brothers and sisters in here, but God sees you. And one day all that going to come to the top. And then what can you say then? There's no escape. There's no escape. So I urge you, brother and sister, stay on the right path. Don't get sidetracked. It is so easy to get sidetracked. It is so easy to lose focus on the word of God. Because sometimes I had to back up and say, oh, wait a minute. Like the Bible said, let every man examine himself. So I back up and I examine myself. Okay. Lord, show me what I'm doing that I don't supposed to be doing. See, sometimes you can do things or you can say things and you can hurt somebody's feeling and you don't even know it. That's why I always keep a repentance heart. I always repent. Lord, forgive me if I say anything to offend anyone. Because you never know. You can say something to hurt somebody and then you going and then you going home think all happy and they mad and want to kill you. Yeah. I mean, it's just true facts. I don't claim to be a spiritual, I try to be a super spiritual Christian. No. Because I make mistakes just like anybody else. Ain't nobody perfect, you know. So never think that you high up there that you can't make a mistake. Because when you ever start thinking that, you're getting ready to fall. Praise God. So it looked like I ain't going to finish my message. But you know, I just like to let God have his way. Lord, have your way. Whatever you want me to speak and say, Lord, I'll speak it. That's my attitude. I got stuff written down up here. Paper still fold up. But you know, as long as the will of God be get done, that's it. That's it. That's it. But you know, don't let it be too late. I heard you. Don't let it be too late. Now is the time. If you don't know Jesus, now is the time to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the way things are going, you can lay down tonight and open your eyes in another place. And if it's not in the right place, there's no escape. Like Apostle Paul said, to be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. But the word of God is powerful. The word of God is good and it's true. Feast on the word of God. Feed that spiritual man. Walk upright before the Lord. Let people see Jesus in you. And Lord, I thank you. So right now, I just get this concludes my message, even though I hadn't got to it yet, but bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Yeah. But right now, every eye closed, please.